Local organization Out of Hate South Sudan is calling on South Sudanese to shun hate and embrace one identity of peace. Now, Rebecca Agau, the founder of the organization, says in the context of South Sudan, any situation can be a cause or excuse for hate and division, starting with the past wars, past and ongoing conflict. Now, the economic situation, family vows, and more. Now, speaking to our colleague Lucy Kiden, Rebecca shares experience, the reason why she founded the organization. Let's take a listen to this.
I was born in the war. And I've passed through a lot since I was a child. At 1 year, I was abducted. My uncles, my grandma was killed. So this actually led to a lot of grief, a lot of hatred. But my father decided to create harmony, to create tolerance. He actually did not take revenge or go and do any other things. I was also subjected to early child marriage when I was young, where my family divided themselves. There was a lot of hatred created because of that. Also, in 2013, I was married before the war broke out, and there were a lot of distrust that was created. And this actually informed me to see, like, what is going on in South Sudan. It's just like we have not transited from the mine of war. And we don't separate issues from individual issues, family issues, national issues. We just carry everything out of hatred. So I realized that everything that happened is just look at maybe Denka, Nuer, Equatorian and all this, but not as an individual. Like if somebody has done something, it should be held accountable to that individual, not a community.
No, yeah.
Yes. So this come into my mind that what is happening in my life, it is what is actually happening in the country, where we need to create new identity, create tolerance, instill harmony in our communities. As a mother, as any leader, you really need to take it up and advocate for a hatred-free country.
So I want to bring you back to what you said earlier, that you were abducted when you were at the age of one, mm-hmm. and then you also experienced early child marriage. How old were you?
I was not married off yet, but my brothers actually intervened. Yes.
So you were almost married off at an early age.
Yes.
How old were you?
I was 11.
11 years.
Yes, and a man came home with 70 cows. He wanted to marry me.
Wow.
Which my father accepted. You know, we were in the camp in Kakuma. So then he decided to take me back to the village. And I was in school. So when he took me to the village, he now got a man that wanted to marry me off at 70 cows. And that was in 2001. If you see 2001, 70 cows, that was a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so my father almost ran crazy. But my brother said, no, we don't have a sister yet. She has to go to school. And this brought a hatred between my father and my brothers. And even the man that wanted to marry me became like, he followed me through my life, you know. The time now I really marry off, this guy was like, oh, so this is the marry you wanted, you know. He carried the hatred. He did not take it like, I want to study. You know, personally, I love to study. But my father wanted to marry me off at that stage.
It is fortunate that your brothers intervened. How was the family able to address this hatred and help you go back to school until when you actually now got married in 2013?
Yeah, what really helped was a personal decision. You know, I had that energy, the interest to go to school. So my brothers saw that and they took advantage of supporting me. My father did not give up. He was not happy until he saw the success. By then he was not happy. He was not talking to my brothers. He just saw them, even me. He just said, until she come back, you know, and marry off. But now I came to prove to him that I became actually a role model to the whole family because I went to school, I finished my high school, I finished my bachelor's degree, and then now I got a job immediately. So now that hatred slowly was mitigated
mm-hmm.
because I'm able to accomplish what I wanted. Now I was now able to bring money. My father was able to see, for you to get wealth is not only through marriage. But now when I got a job, I now bring the money to the table. By then I was not yet married. I was married a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So he now saw the advantage. Now he's the one advocating. Even our young ones, he's the one saying, no, they have to go to school.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So okay. All of us now, the girls, I'm the first girl, all the girls now are going to school. And there's none of our sisters that is married before she graduate.
Wow. And from this experience, how would you advise? So many families are actually going through this, and sometimes it causes division for years and years. How would you advise families take up responsibility in handling that hate that creates itself in such situations?
Yes, you know, the only thing is now to come up and share experience. You see, like when I sit down with somebody and really share experience. Another thing is also children. When you train up a child at young age, the children are able to know what they do. You know, they are able to know what is good and bad. So it's all about training at early age. I also want parents, father and mother, to take full responsibilities of parenting. Because when you parent a child, you also look at the other family. How does the other family come in to develop? Look at the life of today, compare them. So to me as Rebecca, I really want to speak to parents, speak to children, and tell them life is not all about this. You know, my main reason of targeting hatred, you know, hatred is at all levels, as you see.
Mm-hmm.
Whether family, whether GVB, all these causes, all these issues that are coming up are caused by a hatred that is developed at early age, which is not resolved. So people should really look at things in a positive way. Me personally, I don't look at things and I don't dwell on the past. I look at things positively, and that's what I would really want to tell the families. As a mother, as a father, take up a role.